Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've all heard terms like upcycling, ethical brands and fast fashion. But how could we be better day to day when it comes to our clothing choices? And in a time where shopping has become increasingly difficult with changing rooms closed and long queues, is it time to start raiding our own wardrobes for inspiration? Well, RTE2FM's Tara Stewart and Ruth Dempsey from a shop called Finders Keepers Vintage Shop in Bray in County Wicklow are with us now to talk us through. Tara, you're very welcome. You're in front of me. Ruth, you're on the line. Hello to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How do you feel about this news that's coming, by the way, tonight about level 4 or level 5?
I was actually just saying it was quite apt that there was an anxious segment on before myself. That would be probably how I would describe how I'm feeling. But I'm lucky that I've been able to go online with my business. So it just means the doors are closing, but doesn't mean I'm stop working. So
yeah,
that's great.
You'll still be able to trade, thankfully, yeah. Which is a great position to be in. Tara, how did you get into upcycling?
I kind of started because I wanted to stop buying new stuff all the time. And I thought, well, the best way you can be sustainable is look at what you already have in your wardrobe. And sometimes there's stuff that maybe you don't feel is trendy anymore, or maybe you don't think it's your style. So I kind of thought, all right, if I can try and change what I already own and try and make it into something that I would wear instead of just buying something completely new, that's kind of how I properly got into it. But I mean, I used to make like pencil cases and purses out of pillowcases when I was a kid and when I was like a teenager. Just used to hand sew stuff. My skills have definitely improved now. Like, I'm a lot better now.
When I hear you saying that, I think I do not belong in this tribe because I cannot sew. I'm the pits.
Okay.
I'm the pits. Just terrible. I can't mend anything. It's appalling. And it always has been, and I reckon it always will be.
Well, I'm not amazing, and I really want to get really good because I think it's just such a talent, like seamstress and tailoring and like everyone that can do that and do it really well. I'm just in awe because it's such an amazing talent. And I definitely know, like, some people that I know that do it as their jobs, their work has gotten a lot bigger in the last 2 years because people are looking to upcycle and rework their clothes a lot more. And even just with charity shopping, like, I charity shop all the time. It's one of my favorite things to do because you can just get really great stuff at really great quality, vintage clothes and everything. But sometimes stuff doesn't fit you, and sometimes it may be too small or too big. And like I said, maybe there's like a two piece that's really long, but I want to make it shorter or something. And I always kind of try and shop with an open mind because, like, there's so much potential that you can have with clothes and with fashion. And if you look at it really in a fun way, not like it's annoying, like, oh, I have to get this upcycled. I look at it as like a challenge, you know,
Making something new from something old. Ruth, are you somebody who tackles the stuff yourself when you're trying to change things or fix things, or do you get someone to do that for you?
So I'm a bit like yourself, Claire. I am hopeless with sewing machines.
Yes.
But I'm very lucky that across the way from the shop, there is actually a tailor's. And in the 3 years that I've been in business, we've worked very closely. And there's a lot of stuff that that he reworks for me. And I have somehow grappled my boyfriend now into using my sewing machine. And he has learned more in 10 minutes than I have in my years of trying to learn.
that's a great strategy. How did you get into vintage clothes, selling them in particular?
It was about 8 years ago now. I came home from Australia in the middle of a recession, and there was no jobs. So I decided to pretty much just make my own job. And I had kind of always had an eye, like Tara, always had an eye for going through the charity shops, and I would always see the potential of stuff and say, okay, yeah, that's not going to fit me, but I think that would look great on somebody I know, and it kind of just snowballed from there.
And how do you source the vintage clothes then?
So myself, I hand source from a lot of rag houses and vintage suppliers kind of all across the globe. So I have a couple of suppliers in Italy, the UK, the States, the Netherlands, places like that. Keeps it kind of interesting.
Okay. 80s fashion making a bit of a comeback, Tara, would you say?
Defo, yeah.
And 90s, really.
Yeah, and 90s and 70s even. I love that Fleetwood Mac are back in the charts because you've got like these skater girls dancing to Fleetwood Mac at the moment, which is great, like on TikTok, for example. But 80s, you've got the big puffer sleeves. It's coming, it's on the catwalk and also in vintage fashion. But I love that there's just so much 80s stuff out there you can already try and source on, say, Depop or eBay or Etsy if you can't, say, go physically into places as well. So. Mm-hmm.
And you've done a lot of work and a lot of research on the impact of our fast fashion habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my own podcast, Dirty Laundry, and that's basically, I started that about almost 2 years ago. I had my first season last year, and that was because I decided to stop working with fast fashion, and I wanted to learn more about how bad it was, because I didn't realise how bad it was. Like, a lot of people, we just don't know that information. A lot of people do, but some people don't. So I kind of decided I wanted to learn more, but also thought I may as well make a podcast out of it so I can bring other people on that kind of journey with me. Mm-hmm. I know shopping sustainably and shopping slow fashion isn't an option for everyone. I know financially and even size inclusivity isn't a great thing in slow fashion and sustainable fashion brands, for example. So I never like to shame anyone if they still need to buy fast fashion or buy from high street. I never ever want to say like you're a bad person for doing that. If you have to do that, that's what you have to do. I'm all for trying to just show people that you don't need to be buying loads and loads of clothes for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Is it enough though, and Ruth, you might come in here on this one, is it enough for individual consumers to decide that they're not going to buy fast fashion? Because if I decide that in the morning, there's going to be somebody else coming up behind me with their card ready to spend on a website.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a collective thing. I feel like a lot of people are moving more towards buying slow fashion and vintage. But like Tara said, I feel like you shouldn't shame anyone into shopping a certain way. It's more about loving the pieces that you do buy and not buying just for the sake of buying.
And working out the price per wear.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And do you think people are aware of how impactful their clothing choices are? Do you think that's coming to the fore now that people finally get it?
I feel like in I'd say the last year, a lot more people have realized the, you know, the impact, and they've seen the documentaries like The True Cost and stuff on Netflix. And I feel like especially myself, when I first saw that really hit home, and it really does make you think twice about buying something.
And Tara, to come back to you then on your tips for people if they're thinking about not buying as much fast fashion and not, say, you know, making a trip every week or every couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Where do you start with trying to modify that behavior?
Well, first I would say delete apps off your phone, like that are clothing apps. That's a really big help, because when it's not so easily accessible, it's really great. Try and go to your emails as well and unsubscribe from emails that you're signed up to, because usually that happens when you're buying from these websites, you know, you'll sign up. I think that's a really great place to start. And then just have fun with it. Don't get yourself stressed out about it. If you have to go and buy a basic or buy an item of clothing from these places, that's fine. But really try and find your niche in secondhand clothing and see what you can find on the likes of, like I said, Depop and Etsy and eBay. It can be quite time consuming, I won't lie. Like, it's not a really easy way to shop. Same with charity shopping. Not everyone has the time to be rumbling through loads and loads of clothes. But try and find that to be your hobby instead of scrolling on a fast fashion website. Try and scroll on, say, eBay or Depop instead. And also look at what you already own. Like, clothes have so much potential. Like I said, they can be changed into something more modern or something more old school. So definitely look at what you already have in your wardrobe, because I'm sure we already have so much stuff.
How do you feel about the fast fashion retailers who offer a sustainable line?
Well, that's a tough one, because on one hand, you're like, well, yeah, they're bringing that kind of topic out into the mainstream because you've got these really big shops that have such a big voice. But at the same time, you know, is that greenwashing? So is that them just saying, well, we've got this one line, but we haven't changed the rest of our ethos of our company. But then is it a good thing that they've changed that one part? I'm still not sure on that. I just think it would be better, especially like the really, really big brands. They can make such a huge change. And that's why, like, I don't think consumers should feel guilty. We shouldn't be the ones that that have to feel the guilt over this. It needs to be the big brands. But the more people that get involved in this and the more people that talk about it, then, I mean, already it's becoming more and more trendy to be into sustainable fashion these days. And you do have these big fashion houses starting to do their sustainable lines. So hopefully they will bring it across their whole board.
Mm-hmm. Ruth, do you think that will happen? Because as long as people continue to spend, I'm sure those fast fashion labels will continue to make the products.
I feel like it's a baby step in the right direction, and at least I feel like it is a step, whether it is greenwashing or just a genuine step in the right direction. But I feel like if you even look it up within any of the data, a lot of fast fashion places have noticed quite a decline in sales because a lot more people are trying to shop from their own wardrobes or shop vintage or secondhand. So I feel like it has impacted, whether that's on a global scale and a large scale. I guess the corporations only really know that one.
And what's your tips, your essential tips for people who might be thinking about this as a new way of buying clothes and recycling clothes and upcycling them? What should they do? Where should they start?
I feel like try and find something in your wardrobe that you don't have. So I would say, like, the starter kit for a vintage wardrobe would always say good piece of denim. So whether that be jeans or a denim jacket, like something that is kind of trans-seasonal. And then just, yeah, have fun with it. Kind of start off basic and stuff that you know you're going to wear and kind of go from there.
Okay. And do you think that this upcycling trend is more about teenagers and younger adults, or do you think everybody's into it now, Tara?
I think everyone can get into it. You know, I don't think it's too late to be into it. There's so much inspiration out there on, say, websites like Pinterest. Everyone, no matter what age, I don't think there's any, I don't think there should be a specific age that should be into it. I do think younger people, like teenagers, are definitely more into it because, like, it's their creative outlet. And especially over the summer, there was a lot of upcycling and DIY stuff being done, and they have more time to do it. You know, it's not like they have their full-time job to kind of attend to. But I do think it's just a nice little hobby to take up. Even if you want to change the buttons on a t-shirt, or if you want to cut the sleeves off a sweater vest to kind of make it a bit different. I think, like I said, the biggest thing is just having fun with it. It's, you know, fashion's meant to be fun. It's meant to be creative. It's not meant to be this dark and gloomy subject.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned changing buttons, because that's even something that myself and Ruth could do, I'd say.
Definitely.
And it actually does change something. It really does change a piece of clothing, doesn't
it?
Thank you both very much indeed. Tara, your podcast is Dirty Laundry.
Yes.
And people can find that wherever they find their podcasts. And Ruth Dempsey's shop is Finders Keepers in Bray, or indeed online. We'll be talking about the GAA after this break.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.